RFID devices, which are tiny tracking devices. We call them spy chips. They're the size of a speck of dust. They can be hooked up to an antenna, generally about the size of a postage stamp or a little bit bigger. And these things beam out individual product information that can be picked up from up to 20 or 30 feet away. Now the problem with these things, there's a couple problems. Well, number one, they can be picked up at a distance. They can read right through your backpack, right through your clothes, your pocket, your wallet, your purse. So you think you've put something in there and it's private. Well, somebody with the reader device can read right through there and see what that item is. The second problem with them is that they can be easily hidden in items, for example, embedded right into the rubber sole of a pair of shoes, for example.
And you never know it.
Yeah, and I've actually seen prototype shoes where they pulled back the insole and there, sure enough, was the tracking chip.
Why are they doing that?
Well, you know, you got to understand the background a little bit. In 1999, Procter & Gamble, Gillette got together with MIT, that's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, mm-hmm. the big future research folks, and decided that they wanted to take this radio frequency technology, which has been around for a number of years, and commercialize it in an attempt to replace the barcode. So right now the barcode can, of course, be read only with a line of sight. You have to actually
right.
hold the barcode reader up to the barcode. Well, with this new technology, you would be able to read the barcode of items that hadn't even been removed from boxes or from your suitcase, for that matter. So in 1999, they got together and said, well, wait a minute, we've got this, you know, this potential technology. Why don't we work on making it smaller, faster, better, more efficient? Let's get some big sponsors on board, some big consumer manufacturing companies, and, you know, let's take this thing public. So in the last 4 years, these organizations, companies, et cetera, have met behind closed doors since 1999. They have perfected the technology to some extent, and it is now becoming commercially viable. And when I say some of the biggest consumer product manufacturing companies on the globe, I'm talking big companies like Procter & Gamble, Philip Morris, Coca-Cola, I'm talking about big retailers like Walmart, mm-hmm. Target, Home Depot. So you've got, you know, some
all
big
the
companies.
Home run hitters, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you've got big companies throwing a lot of energy behind this. Now, they're thinking is they have a problem, which is this global supply chain that's really exploded in the last 20, 30 years, where now products are being shipped at an extraordinary pace all over the globe, and it's difficult to keep track of all those things moving around. Their thinking is if we can put one of these devices in every physical item manufactured on planet Earth, and that is their stated goal, then they will be able to keep track of every physical item on planet Earth. Now, unfortunately, what happens is those physical items wind up in the possession of consumers. And, you know, once it's in my house, I don't know that I really want global corporations.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care about it while it's in the store, but once it's taken out, I don't want it there.
Yeah, and you know where we've actually drawn the line is it's what happens in the back room, in the warehouses, and on the shipping containers and the shipping docks. I don't love this technology anywhere, to be honest with you, George. But I've got to say it's really not my business if someone wants to track something, you know, from the dock to the distribution center.
Oh, that's good business.
Yeah, well, potentially, sure. I mean, they've got a problem in this. Poses the possibility of a solution. Where I do have a problem though is actually when it hits the store. These companies are already engaged in trials that I think are already kind of giving us a foretaste of what may be down the road for us if this technology goes unchecked. And let me give you a couple of examples
sure.
of that. Last week, the UK Guardian, which is one of the major newspapers in the UK and in England, reported the presence of Gillette Smart Shelves in one of their major grocery chains called a store called Tesco, T-E-S-C-O. And what Gillette has developed is something they call a Smart Shelf. The Smart Shelf is wired with sensor and detector devices. They call them RFID readers. And each of the packages of Gillette razor blades, specifically the Mach 3 razor blades, is equipped with one of these tiny remote tracking devices. Now, the shelf keeps a continual read of the presence of these razor blades on the shelf. And whenever someone picks up even a single package of these razor blades to put it in their cart to purchase it, a hidden camera snaps a close-up photograph of their face, kind of a mugshot, as
mm-hmm.
it were, in the event that they may be a shoplifter. Now, when that package of razor blades shows up later on at the check stand, a second photograph is taken of that person's face. At the end of the day, security staff goes through and compares all of the photographs from the two cameras to make sure everyone picking up a package of razor blades was later seen paying for the package
of
razor blades.
That's remarkable.
Now, most people, I have to say, I think most people, when they pick something up off of a store shelf, are not expecting a hidden camera to snap their photograph and then track them around the store and then sort of take another picture of them and kind of, you know, follow them from there.
Exactly.
So the technology is already being deployed right now in retail spaces, not only in the UK, in Germany, and more worrisome right here in the United States.
Is there that much theft that they need to put these things in there to try to cut down on it? And how much money is that actually going to save them?
Well, you know, right now those tags cost, you know, at conservative estimates say anywhere from 20 to 40, 50 cents a piece. Now, Gillette has put in one of the largest orders we are aware of on the planet for these tiny tracking devices. They put in an order for 500 million of these. That's a half a billion back in November.
500 million?
Yeah, that's a huge number. 500 million, which we're estimating is anywhere from, you know, a low conservative estimate is at least $25 million they've invested. High estimate is upwards of $100 million just in the chips alone. They put in the order with a company based out of Morgan Hill, California called, and I kid you not, Alien Technologies, which produces the chip. And Alien's logo, Well, Alien's logo is bringing RFID technology down to Earth, and they show a little UFO there. So it's an interesting name. You couldn't make these things up. So Gillette has purchased these tiny tracking chips. They have already begun experimentally putting them into the packages of Gillette razors, which have been distributed potentially in a variety of different places. Now, one of the problems is consumers are not being told when they're interacting with this technology, where these chips are being put, who's selling devices with these chips or products with these chips in them. So that's one of the biggest problems we face right now, is that this technology is being deployed and there's really no way for us to determine at this point where, when, and how.